Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In the gun with Elliott to his left. Beasley right slot, second and goal. He's going to throw. Looking late. Now he starts up the middle. Now he pulls it back. Now he peels around left. Now he throws it in the end zone. Jason Witten. Touchdown. Cowboys win.
First Romo, then Dez, now Witten. And DeMarcus Ware before that. 2 hours ago, the news became official. Right here on 105.3 The Fan, we are all over it as the home of America's team. Jason Witten officially retires from the Dallas Cowboys and the NFL to go into the broadcast booth for Monday Night Football. Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan. And we asked earlier, rank your Cowboy pain with the departures between Romo, Dez, and Witten. And where is Jason on your all-time Cowboy list? 877-881-1053, Autoflex Leasing Fantex, and to hit us up on the buyersafety.com hotline. Before we get into some of these rankings coming in, there's certain athletes that give you great hope to play sports or be successful because of the way that they get it done. To me, the reason that Steph Curry is so popular, a viral sensation, is because he looks like a middle school kid. You know, your kid can watch Steph Curry and say, oh my gosh, I don't have to be 6'5". Oh my gosh, I don't have to dunk. Oh my gosh, I don't have to weigh 215, 220 pounds. I don't have to be the prototypical athlete. Mm-hmm. To me, the size of Steph Curry is the encouragement, the inspiration. You know, Greg Maddux, you know, Bartolo Colon, these guys that don't throw 94 miles per hour, don't have the Clayton Kershaw stuff or the Max Scherzer stuff. Greg Maddux, if you have pinpoint placement and you're there with accuracy, same thing for Drew Brees, you can ball out. You can be great. That's what Jason Witten is for me from the football comparison. Doesn't have elite speed, can't jump, no shake, nothing superior athletically. He was a technician. He worked at his craft.
Surgeon.
I'm going to sit here and do it with positioning. I'm going to do it with my brains. I'm going to do it with the intelligence. And that's what I remember about the ability of Jason Witten. Well, because there really wasn't, you know, great ability. It was a feel. It was fantastic hands. It was toughness. And it was a master craftsman, like Greg Maddux to me.
You know, there are a handful of guys that are just universally respected in their sport.
Yes.
Okay. So you've got Jason Witten is one of them. Adrian Beltre, universally respected. I think Peyton Manning, universally respected and liked by his peers. Derek Jeter, David Ortiz.
Yes.
Now, Jason Witten, I think you put in that kind of same category. You know, and I'm sure that I'm leaving out a billion guys, but he is one of them that nobody really hates. Nobody really hates Adrian Beltre. No one really hates this guy or that guy. You know, I mean, but you know, as great and Tom Brady's universal respect, I'm sure there's players are just like, man, jealousy. There's jealousy there. But it's rare that you're successful, liked, and nobody's really jealous of you. You know, that to me is like the ultimate. If you can hit that trio, that's what guys like Beltre and Witten have hit. They're respected, they're loved, and no one's really jealous of them because they're guys you can root for easily, whether you're an opponent or not.
All right, your all-time favorite Cowboy list, where is Witten in the mix? And a lot of times, we like to have this new school argument. We have a rule on this show. You know, we don't feel comfortable saying Bill Russell, George Mikan. We didn't see him play, so how can we really talk about it? Do it however you like. You can have watched them play or relying on history, or maybe you did see him play. Russell on Twitter, Emmett 1, Romo 2, Staubach 3, Larry Allen 4, Aikman 5. okay, I'm dismissing this. He put Dunbar 6. Maybe he went to UNT. Witten 7. So you're going to have Troy. You're going to have the rest of the triplets. You can have Bob Lilly. You can have Roger. Jason Witten, to me, is in that all-time top tier, along with Roger, Bob Lilly, Emmett, and you could put Witten up there as well. Jerry Jones is going to say this nonstop. Maybe he's already said it in a press release. I haven't seen it. Jason Witten is a top five person I've ever met in the history of the NFL. Not a top five player, but a top five person. Here we go on Twitter as well. Witten, for me, is number 7 on my favorites list. Bob Lilly, 1. Roger, 2. Emmett, 3. Randy White, 4. Troy Aikman, 5. Larry Allen, 6. Witten, then Dorsett, Michael Irvin, and Mel Renfro. 877-881-1053 with the retirement officially of Jason Witten. Where are y'all going? Of the favorite ones that you've watched or seen? Troy? I can see you with a little list here. You have an all-time number one, no doubt.
Yeah, I'm really glad you said Randy White. I think a lot of people forget that. I think Roger Staubach's number one on the list just because
I'm talking about for you.
All-time, but just from what you watch.
Yeah. From what I've watched, number one of all time for me is going to be Emmett. Emmett's number one of all time. I mean, if you're the number one rusher in NFL history, how can you not be number one on the team? That just doesn't make sense. So for me, it's Emmett. Emmett's number one.
Okay. Dub?
Emmett's number one for me as well. The excitement that he brought, I mean, the fact that he handled the ball so often, the key moments that he had in playoff games and Super Bowls, the shoulder injury, all that stuff. I mean, Emmett, and off the field. You know, Emmett was always a classy guy off the field as well. I think that always, that kind of has to play into the equation for the all-time greats. He won everything that he could. He set his own personal records. He was in and out of the community, one of the best people representing the Dallas Cowboys, and he was a team leader. Emmett Smith, number one.
However, I will say this. Troy Aikman is 1B because Emmett, that little Cardinal stint, didn't appreciate that.
Not his fault.
It doesn't matter. You guys know how I am about guys that go to other teams for like a year. Love you, Michael Young.
When you get fired from this radio station, you can't go work anywhere else in the Metroplex.
Have you seen my wife and what she does?
You can't go to work. Can't go to Denver. Can't go anywhere else.
Okay.
Who was the emotional leader of that team? They don't win any. They don't win any of those Super Bowls with anybody else.
I just didn't get to see
the emotional leader.
Enough of Mike. You
saw enough of Emmett.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw enough of Emmett. I saw enough of Emmett. I mean, even at like 6 years old, you know, I was familiar with Emmett Smith. And
they played in the same time.
No. I understand that. But then Emmett played for another 10 years. And
he did.
I agree with you. Irvin was one of the most entertaining Cowboys I've seen, but I don't know if I could fully appreciate that entertainment at the age I was at. I could appreciate Emmett's. Romo for me, 2. Aikman, 3. Witten, 4. And DeMarcus Ware, 5. Because I don't know why people don't. Include DeMarcus Ware as one of their favorite Cowboys to watch. Mm-hmm. Talk about disruptive by himself a lot of times.
I would go Irvin.
Where's Woody on this list?
Ooh. I would go Irvin Aikman Ware.
Irvin Aikman Ware.
Yeah, in terms of like the favorite guys I watched.
Okay.
Irvin Aikman Ware. And then, boy, it becomes a jumbled mess. It becomes a jump. It's really hard. I can tell you that.
I mean, I think giving a top three is fine. Yeah. Right. But Witten is not in your top three.
No. Oh man, those are the guys that higher ceilings. That's it. You know, like the thing with Witten is, and as much as I love him, he was almost too consistent. Like there was no, it was just he was always just good.
Yeah, he was boring. He was so great he became boring.
He was a tactician, a surgeon. He was a lot of times, bad example. He was more Floyd Mayweather than Manny Pacquiao.
Yeah,
like Floyd would just beat you.
Yes,
you know. But he didn't have that. Like Manny could throw those punch combos, and man, it was fun to watch. But Floyd is going to go down as the better fighter. Like, Witten's going to go down as one of the greatest players that ever played the game, but he was so consistent. Like, his consistency almost hurts him because he didn't have that peak.
the peaks were different for him.
I think Jason Witten is the number one that I respect the most. He's my number one in terms of, like, the respect list. Because I think he did more with less. And, you know, he's not the most entertaining to watch. Like, that would maybe have to be Deion or Michael, depending on how much you regard Deion as a Cowboy. But I just have the most respect for Jason Witten. Again, I can't comment on Randy White, really. NFL Network special made me tear up a little bit, so it's hard to have more respect for anyone, but I didn't watch him play. But Jason Witten's probably my number one most respected. I think D. Ware belongs up there as well. I love DeMarcus Ware personally. This guy's like a Boy Scout when you talk to him. You judge him by his voice, and you're not like, this is a Hall of Fame
badass.
He's
an angel.
He sounds like an angel. But Jason Witten got to be right there at the very top. So Witten stepping away. Tomorrow maybe we can have this Hall of Fame discussion. There are some people not thrilled with him over the timing of it. Mm-hmm. I'm giving him personally a pass. And whenever this comes up, you screwed your team over with the timing, I always think back to one incident. The Ricky Williams initial retirement and how furious people were with Ricky. Well, Ricky Williams hasn't and didn't at that point do anything in his career. Ricky's felt more selfish because he wanted to go blaze versus, you know, this tour at Jason Witten.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's not like I don't feel any selfishness in this to go to the Monday night booth. Yeah, the offer had probably been there for a minute, I'm guessing. But you know this probably ripped at his soul in order to decide to do this because of how much he loved playing. And that's why I give him a pass for the timing of it. The Dallas Cowboys, I mean, it's their fault that if they were not prepared. It's their fault, number one, that they didn't start. They were probably too scared of Jason Witten to go draft a viable replacement. Now, maybe you can count Gavin Escobar. Maybe. But they didn't really threaten Jason. They didn't create any competition for Jason, even though in the past year and probably two, he was slipping and fading. I blame them for that.
His best tight end that he played with was Marty B.
Oh, my goodness.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
And that's, like, not good. Not good at all. Just think, when Jason Witten got here, okay, we're talking about, they went from Jay Novacek, they had David LaFleur. Okay, he was a good tight end. He was a good tight end in college. Great tight end in college. Troy Aikman wanted him. Then they took Troy's boy, Dan Campbell, A&M. And they took my buddy, who still lives in town, James Whalen, who was an all-decade tight end at Kentucky. And none of them really ever became what they could have been. And then there's Jason Witten. And Jason Witten became a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. And he stunted a lot of their growth. So the news is official, breaking 2 hours ago, as expected. Jason Witten leaving the NFL and the Dallas Cowboys for the Monday Night Football booth.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.